Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 9th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Virgo this weekend, and for you that's about career and ambition. So if you've been looking to achieve or accomplish something that's important to you, then these are the stars to do it. You need to steer a steady course now towards whatever it is that you wish to achieve. So set your sights, and whatever it is, once you've got the target, direct yourself to it. Here's your Sunday stars. What a lovely aspect between the Sun and Jupiter. All of this is excellent for the Sagittarian who is ambitious and who really wants to be successful. These stars can help you be successful between now and September. You have this glorious energy from Jupiter who's going to help you on your way. He's your ruling planet and he sits in your 10th house. So prestige, kudos, and success awaits. Here's your Monday stars. Because the moon links so neatly with Saturn, then you've got a good chance to lay the groundwork for excellent things to come. So it's one of those days where you need to be diligent and assiduous. You need to work hard for whatever you want. Mercury's placement today can cause a little bit of diversity, simply because you could be thrown off course by somebody who's either hysterical or just don't know what they're talking about. Here's your Tuesday stars. This is lush. Venus moving into Leo. Leo for you, Sagittarius, is all about luck and opportunity. So Venus moving into your ninth house opens up so many avenues across the globe and around the world. So over the next few weeks, if you travel, you may travel for what you think is a vacation or a holiday, but I wouldn't mind betting that something else comes from a journey. Could be love, could be money, it could be opportunity. Here's your Wednesday stars, a very passive day. Moon and Neptune say quite clearly, take a back seat. If you can go on some kind of retreat, then do it. Or if you just retreat yourself far away from crowds, from anything noisy, the pollutants of a modern age, noise, and anything to do with people who just jar you. You need some time of peace, quiet, and serenity. Here's your Thursday stars. Mercury now joins Venus in Leo, and this is such a wonderful placement for you. It's your ninth house. Again, look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus and Mercury in your ninth. And you'll get an idea that this really does open up so many compass points of the world for you. And as I said about Venus, travel is good, but there is something more to come. There's a great deal of expectancy around you now, and it's very exciting. Here's your Friday stars. The moon in your sign, linking to both Venus and Mercury, really pulls everything together with a great vision. The vision of what you want to do with your life. Opening up your world so it's not small and narrow, but expansive and big. Because that's what you need to be and you need to do. So the more you can travel now, the better. And if you're not able to travel, then learn and see about new places on the internet or TV.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.